The next coach on the teleconference is Michigan's Jim Harbaugh. Michigan visits Northwestern on Saturday, a 4:30 p.m. Eastern Time kickoff on Fox. Coach, thank you very much for joining us today. Would you like to make an opening statement or go straight to questions?
Straight to questions.
We'll take those now.
To ask a question, please press star 1 on your telephone keypad. As a reminder, if there are no questions in the queue, following two prompts, we will conclude that coach's portion of the call. Your first question is from Adam Biggers, Great Lakes Divide.
Hey, Jim. A couple questions here, roster-related. Today's Saturday, first time we saw Jalen Kelly-Powell on the season. If I'm correct, was he going through something earlier in the year? Is that why there was – and then also just going down a list of scholarship guys, I think, that haven't seen the field yet. St. Jude, one of them, the Green Twins. Any updates on any of those guys, Green Twins, Benjamin St. Juice?
Ben St. Juice is unable to play this season. And Green Brothers are practicing and working their way up the depth chart.
Okay. And anything on Jalen, why it took four games to get him in? Was he going through something?
Yeah, he was working through something.
Appreciate it, Jim. Thanks.
Mm-hmm.
Again, if you'd like to ask a question, simply press star, then the number 1 on your telephone keypad. Your next question is from Leo Haggerty at Sports Magazine.
Good afternoon, Coach.
Good afternoon.
Coach, you played and coached in the Big Ten. What's the biggest challenge that playing in the Big Ten has that the other Power 5 conferences don't have to deal with?
I can't think of something. I can't think of what that challenge would be.
Thank you, Coach. Good luck this weekend.
Thank you.
Your next question is from Adam Rittenberg, ESPN.
Hi, Jim. I'm just wondering how it's gone, the application of the new redshirt rule, how you think it's going so far for you guys?
I think it's going good. Have been for it since it was established, and I think it's really good for the student-athletes, and the application of it has been good, been very positive. Haven't seen anything that hasn't made it a productive, positive thing for the players.
There have been a number of older players that have transferred out of programs around the country just in recent days. Was that ever something you guys discussed that could happen with this new rule, or has it been kind of a surprise to see that?
I don't know that you can conflate the two, but you're talking about the rule of making it easier to transfer out of a program?
A number of older players have decided that, you know, instead of playing that fifth game and having this year count, that they could, you know, for whatever reason, decide now is the time to transfer and take advantage of the same rule.
Oh, I see where the two could be linked. Yeah, I mean, it's the, just in general, I mean, the rule of that you don't have to have permission to be able to speak to other teams or to be able to, you know, start to inquire as to, you know, if you could transfer to another school. That's been, I think that's probably the biggest, you know, given the players more flexibility, which is don't see as a negative.
Sure. Okay, thanks, Jim.
Okay.
Your next question is from Nick Baumgartner, Detroit Free Press.
Hey, Jim, real quick, just want to clarify. St. Juice is done for the year for an injury, right?
Yes, that's correct.
Okay. Just want to make sure. Thanks.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that wasn't. That was the only reason.
Very good.
Hmm?
Again, if you'd like to ask a question, simply press star, then the number one on your telephone keypad. You have a question from Chris Ballas, Wolverine Magazine.
Hey, Jim, just wondering about the status of Luigi Villain and how he's progressing.
Good. So Luigi had a successful surgery a couple days ago, and doctors feel like that it went well, and Luigi's doing well, and now it's rehab and healing from here. And so his spirits are good, and feel like he'll be able to progress forward.
Appreciate it. Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Your next question is from Mike DeFabo, CNHI.
Hey, Coach. I got a recruiting question for you. Purdue's doing some interesting things with social media to attract recruits, kind of appeal to the younger audience with things like Fortnite and Drake, stuff like that. I'm curious, have you done anything to change recruiting because of social media, or how is recruiting different now than maybe when you went through it?
I'd say it's more similar than it is different.
Are there ways you feel like social media in particular has changed recruiting, or ways that it's a valuable resource?
Yeah, I mean, there's ways that I mean, I feel like there's a lot of, I mean, the good part is that pretty much every player gets seen. Very few go under the radar because of the technology advances. Huddle video is able to be accessed. You know, youngsters are able to put their own video on social media and have it seen by on the internet or through applications like Huddle or their own social media, Twitter as an example. And then it's more readily seen. You don't have to wait for example, when you asked me when I was going through recruiting, I mean, I had one tape. I had one video tape. And I would send it to schools and then, you know, ask them that they would send it back. And then I would send it to another school. And sometimes that would take days, weeks, you know, even months before you could get your own, you know, I had the one copy. So, I mean, compare that to now, it's where a youngster could have his video seen multiple ways by all the schools. It's a pretty dramatic difference and a very good thing.
Thanks so much. Appreciate
communicate, you know. Yeah, the ability to communicate. It's instantaneous. You know, it used to be letter writing and back when I went through, so that was a long, long time ago. But, yeah, I think there's positives that way.
Well, Coach, thank you for your time today, and we'll talk to you again next week.
Appreciate it. Thank you. Have a good week.